Let's talk now climate change. The recent flooding in KwaZulu-Natal is a clear example of the damage to livelihoods, right, and even human life that these type of events can unleash, and we can expect more of them with more severity in the years to come. We're joined now by Amy Gillian-Thorpe, who is the branch manager of the Climate Reality Project, and they are leaders in this space. Amy, we're talking to you this morning in response partly, of course, to that webinar that was hosted by Government Communication and Information Systems, along with SALGA and the Department of Forestries, Fisheries and the Environment. Climate change is ultimately a global phenomenon, right? It's a global issue, but we need to think about solutions at the local level, because whatever events may come, that's where the effect will be felt.
Absolutely. Good morning, Bongani, and to 702 listeners. And I think that's really what we do as the African Climate Reality Project. You know, we have three big areas that we focus on. But one of those, I think, really speaking to your point, is our Active Citizens program, where we use educational materials like toolkits, docuseries that we produced, and a climate curriculum to really increase climate literacy and activism among South African youth, affected communities, and the public at large. And then we do have another campaign where we work with partners in the Fair Finance Southern Africa Coalition, and that's really to engage and place pressure on public finance institutions like the African Development Bank to adopt more sustainable policies. But certainly there's so much we can do at the local level right up to the global level.
And if I think about some of your recommendations and some of the things that you are suggesting government needs to consider, you're quite detailed in some of your suggestions. For example, you say that we've got to make sure that our policy framework, and we've got to change our laws around dealing with climate, to be as specific as being gender responsive. Why is that?
So women are some of the groups that are most vulnerable to the impacts of the climate crisis.
Amy, have we got you on the line there? I was asking you about the granularity of some of your recommendations, including things like being responsive to gender issues.
Yes. So as I was saying, women are one of the groups that are most affected. So they're disproportionately impacted by the climate crisis in that they don't always have access to resources to deal with the impact, right? But at the same time, you know, due to cultural norms or policies, women are often not as supported. And many of our policies and laws don't take that into account. So I think for us, it's really important that those policies are gender responsive and take that into account and recognize the nuances between different vulnerable groups.
How do we make our towns or cities climate smart or climate proof, as it were?
So, I mean, there's a couple things that we could do. For instance, buildings, right? I think, you know, using solar panels, ensuring that we have water harvesting systems in place. But at the same time, you know, making sure that our road infrastructure is sufficient to deal with climate impacts. You know, where does water flow within our cities and our towns? And is that managed sufficiently so that we don't have a buildup of water that leads to these huge flows of water across cities?
You're warning against xenophobia. How does that present a risk in terms of dealing with climate change?
So I think one of the concerns that we had yesterday was that there was this problematic reference to foreign nationals occupying space in urban centres. And the climate crisis does lead to impacts in different areas, which leads to migration. And I think the reference made is really a scapegoat for state failures. You know, that will lead to exacerbating xenophobic issues in the country and doesn't necessarily address the causes of the climate crisis. So I think that was our key concern there in terms of that xenophobic, well, that reference to foreign nationals taking up space in urban centres and not necessarily dealing with the issues at hand.
Appreciate your time. Amy Gillian-Thorpe apologized at that, about that breakup in our conversation. I would have loved to spend more time with you. Branch manager at the African Climate Reality Project.